It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who is it?
Fastball.
Shout out to Fastball. Jeff hopes he's seeing some fast ones from Pinstripes pitchers come Friday night. Jeff's also declared that if the Skins go to the Super Bowl, he's taking a whole week off.
Yep.
It won't be all hands on deck at the old radio station if the local 53 goes to the Super Bowl. I'm sure you can't rack up overtime and all sorts of stuff.
I'm not going to incriminate myself on the air.
Oh, you got a hustle working?
No. I just don't want CK be like, yeah, Jeff said all hands off deck.
All hands on what?
Off deck.
Off deck.
Brian, I have a question for you.
What's your question?
Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season.
Mm-hmm.
But Steelers haven't won a playoff game in some time now. I don't think they've won a playoff game since 16.
Mm.
I think he's 0-4 in the last 4 playoff games, most of those wild card losses. In 2017, I think they lost as a 1 seed. Let me look this up. Because they lost in the division round, but I think they had a bye. Yeah, dude, they lost at home in the division round to the Jags, if you remember that.
Okay.
That was the year the Jags got to the AFC title game. As it sits right now, the Steelers are 5-2.
Same as us.
Not a lot of teams with a better record outside of the Chiefs. The Lions are 5-1. Some of this, we're in that funky time of year where some teams have their byes, some teams don't. Chiefs 6-0, bunch of teams are 5-2, and one at 5-1. The Steelers are not really talked about in that division. People talk about the Ravens, obviously, and then people are still talking about the Bengals, even though they're 3-4.
Mm-hmm.
Tomlin made maybe not controversial, but he made a bold decision to bench Justin Fields, who had that team at 4-2, to go to Russell Wilson. And early on, it looked like a disaster, but then Russ settled in and played pretty well.
Yep.
And Russ gave them a vertical passing element that the offense did not have with Justin Fields on the field. And I recognize that Fields is a dynamic runner, but there is nothing more disarming to a defense than a vertical passing attack.
Yeah.
A legitimate deep threat. Mm-hmm. So I ask you this, B. Steelers are 2nd in points allowed defensively, 8th in yards allowed defensively. The offense perhaps ticking up. They're 16th in points scored, 19th in yards gained. They're really good at creating turnovers, and they're really good at preventing them.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of picks. They get after the opposing quarterback in T.J. Watt and the dude Highsmith. That dude Highsmith is playing really, really well. Obviously, they've got great linebacker play. Joey Porter Jr. is really good. What do you make of this Steelers team?
I believe that they were 4-2 because of their defense, not because of Justin Fields. And I believe that Mike Tomlin, being a defensive-minded coach, felt the strain on the defense having Justin in there where he couldn't score points. And they had to basically do all they can to stop other teams from scoring points. Russ may be whatever people say, but like I said, you look at his numbers from last year, season wasn't horrible. He has a vertical passing game. He has great touch on the ball. And if you can affect teams defensively by throwing the ball down the field, you open up your running game. You help your defense out. They could be a little bit more rested when they go on the field. And I think that overall makes them a better football team. And I think Mike's decision was because, listen, man, we can't play defense like this the whole year and not begin to, you know, lose out, lose some people, get some injuries, you know, get burned out. So I want to take something off of it. And I think that's the move where they made it. And that is why a man seems to, you know, always be there. And with the experience Russ has, that'll help them down the stretch. That'll help them if they were to make it to the playoffs. Yes, Justin can run. Inexperienced as hell.
Inexperienced, and like, even the passing numbers aren't that good, they're the best he's ever had, and you wonder if there's not some reversion to the mean. The Steelers are really pretty interesting because Washington's offensive numbers remain off the charts, and they did even with Mariota this past week. There's some thought that with reversion to the mean, especially with like the success they've had on fourth down and stuff, mm-hmm. that offense will slow down a bit. I'm not sure I see it, honestly. I think that offensive line is an absolute engine. They
run things, brother.
Maybe even you and I aren't talking about it enough. I think as a city, as a group, as a fan base, we're not talking about it enough. But two traditional powers that I think aren't getting talked about that much right now because there's another team in their division that's perhaps doing it a little sexier. I think the Packers are really good, and I think the Steelers are really good. And I think if Russ, you're not getting 2015 Russ back, but if you get 80% of that, that team's pretty good, man. Mm-hmm. And they're well-coached, and they're hard-nosed, and they play great special teams. The AFC, the bottom of the AFC is awful. Jets, Pats, Browns, Titans, Jags, Raiders. There's a lot of bad teams in the AFC.
Totally.
But it's pretty top-heavy, dude.
Got a lot of people.
Bills, Ravens, Chiefs are probably the presumptive Super Bowl winners if you go look at odds. Texans are right there. Steelers are right there. You still have the Bengals looming. It's at least interesting what's going on there.
Yep.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you get to... A Twitter follow I like a lot is this dude, Ben Baldwin. He goes by Computer Cowboy on Twitter, and he comes up with all these very cool, easy to read, easy to understand charts And he had one this morning that I just found fascinating in a lot of ways. If you're looking at, and this isn't Vegas-based, right? This is kind of combining Super Bowl odds with the market.
Uh-huh.
The top three teams, I can understand. Chiefs are at 30% chance to win their conference and 60% to win the AFC. Well, no duh. They've won it back-to-back in three of the last four, and they're undefeated.
Yeah.
I think you could argue that should be higher.
Probably so.
After that, it's the Ravens. They look great. They look fantastic. Lamar looks great. Henry looks great. The defense is flying to the ball. After that, the Lions, which they're 5-1. They're going to, if you get home field advantage in the NFC, that dome in Detroit is loud as hell. I could see it. We'll get to power rankings tomorrow because that is more a person's opinion, right? That's more subjective. This is based on betting markets, which don't always tell the right story because some of this is about keeping money even. Who would you have fourth? They go Chiefs, Ravens, Lions as far as the conference winner, Super Bowl winner.
Chiefs, Ravens, Lions. I think you got to – yeah, bring the Bills in there.
I would think Bills, the Vikings are 5-1. They're playing really good defense.
I understand that. I'm not completely sold on that whole deal yet. I've been impressed with what they've done, but we will see.
Totally fine.
They finally lost the game. Let's see how they bounce back.
So here's my question, I guess. The teams they have, so it goes Chiefs, Ravens, Lions, Niners. Then Bills, Vikings, Texans, Packers, Eagles. Skins are after the Bengals, which is pretty remarkable. But I want to have a conversation about the Niners, albeit briefly. But they're 3-4. Debo's in the hospital, I think, with pneumonia. Ayuk's out for the season. McCaffrey hasn't played yet, and they're hopeful for maybe after their bye week. Trent just punched a dude, got thrown out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Purdy is throwing interceptions at a rate that is new for him. Was Fred Warner hurt? Did I see that somewhere? They're 3-4, Brian. At what point do we have to reevaluate the Niners?
Well,
week 10?
The Niners are a team that's, you know, that they have some injuries happening right now, and they normally come back in the end. So if they are anywhere close, you can't count them out.
So, I mean, of the playoff picture, and perhaps this is dumb going into week 8, like I recognize that, but of the playoff picture, the Niners right now are the 12 seed. Now, what helps is that their division, which has been good for some time, isn't. The Seahawks are in first place with a 4-3 record, so the Niners are a game behind them. Nobody is really, I mean, the Cardinals are 3-4. The Rams are 2-4 coming off a bye week. I don't know. I kind of like Mike McDonald and what they have in Seattle. I don't know that they're going to hold on and win that division. I'm not saying it's now, but at some point, the games matter.
Yeah.
And San Fran hasn't looked like the second best team in the NFC to me. I think the Packers are quite good, and I think we're kind of not looking at them like we should. When you talk about what Green Bay is doing, they're trying to move up a level, right? At least in our minds, because Green Bay was in the NFC title game last year, they were in the division round against San Fran last year and probably could have, should have won that thing.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.